Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Cookies.
Uxter.
Matt Mann.
Who is one of the reasons why I had to restart the episode. Uxter over there being the second.
Being the first, technically.
Dad Cookies being dead for once.
Yeah, for once, for once.
I know. I'm scared too.
Alright, so a minute ago we watched the Bad Boys for Life trailer. And alright.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna feel like it's gonna be bad for life.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. No, that's bad even for you.
Just like I just told you guys, that definitely might be a theater-worthy movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have something you seen on the big screen.
It might be worth it.
I'm definitely down to see it, but...
We'll see if this is the last one they make.
It probably will.
Until Martin Lawrence needs more money.
Until it goes Bad Boys Go Senior. Oh, or Bad Boys...
Bad Boys Senile?
Bad Boys Senile. Or Senile Bad Boys.
Bad Boys for Retirement?
Hey.
Yeah.
Bad Boys in the Retirement Home.
Bad Boys
join Red?
Anyways,
just wondering. Oh, baby.
I'm getting the pig.
So apparently, which I don't get why no one ever thought maybe this was true, but Venom 2's cinematographer confirms Woody Harrelson returning as Carnage for a sequel. Wadoy.
No shit.
Was this something that people were...
Did we not know? I doubt they would have set up Cletus Cassidy at the end of that just
movie,
to switch up
just
the fucking
to,
actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is they're trying to stay on top of their
shit? Is it confirming that it's actually Woody Harrelson coming back, or that Woody Harrelson is coming, you know, that he's coming back as Cletus Cassidy for the... That the character is going to be in the sequel and not, it's just the actor is reprising his role for the sequel. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it says, Woody Harrelson's Cletus Cassidy Carnage.
Okay, so.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
I think it's unexplored yet, and it's going to explode in this film. I think will help it explode, because you have a remarkable central character with Venom, but now you've got Woody Harrelson, who's going to obviously make his own little entrance here, and we'll see what else comes in with the Sony-Marvel collaboration. He said, I look forward to it. It's a massive change for me, but I'm excited. I think Hardy is one of our best. He never misses. I so look forward to sitting with him and watching him perform. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when is Venom 2 supposed to be being recorded or start?
Venom 2 is slated in theaters October 2nd of 2020.
Oh, fuck.
They don't start beginning until this month?
No, they don't.
What?
It doesn't come out till next year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet sat with Andy in London, he said. He's over there now. I don't go until the beginning of September. I'm in the process of getting my visa, and then when I get over there, that will begin... That will become my life, with VFX, with storyboards, with... We get more into... Well, how do we think we're going to make this look?
Okay.
I'm hoping that's a typo, and that just...
It's,
or,
no.
I, that doesn't...
It's probably an or, you know, a transcription of an audio thing.
Probably.
You know, we're going in with this, with that, with... With you know how we do all this stuff.
We're going with
this
stuff and that stuff.
The thing is.
So, anyways, I mean, you know, I've never been too into the idea of Woody Harrelson playing the character. That's nothing I've hidden. I'm not saying he couldn't do it.
He wouldn't be that bad of a job.
But I definitely had other choices before. Well, he wasn't even one of my choices. But
yeah.
I definitely had choices that I thought would have been a great pick, like. Joe Gilgun. No, that was pretty much the only one for me, just because
that's the only one.
No.
I don't know. I think Harrelson might be able to bring some psychotic to the table.
He might be able to.
We might be getting a Still, it's going to be a good movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're going to... The first one was good with all the...
Yeah, Craziness. You know, I'll admit, I was surprised by how well I enjoyed Venom.
Yeah, they did really good.
You know, I'm not... You know, the only Venom books that I've, you know, actually followed was the Agent Venom.
Yeah.
With Flash in the...
Flash Thompson.
I actually liked it better because... You know, everything I was seeing with...
Yeah,
Venom,
you showed us that you wanted him.
You know,
I think he could have
Eddie Brock Venom was like, I eat brains, I eat brains. Redhead, I hate Spider-Man.
He could dye his hair. It's not that hard.
Well, I know, but you can also have it be longer, too.
Yeah, if only they had this, you know, something you could put on your head to make it look like you had longer hair, or different colored longer hair.
Okay, but we also saw Woody Harrelson's little freaking curly top, carrot top bullshit going on, too, so...
Which is what, you know...
I mean, they also have this thing that called,
I've never seen it with curly
hair. What are you talking about? Movie effects.
Visual effects?
Visual effects. Thank you, Matt Man.
That's crazy talk, sir.
Crazy? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's...
That's not curly.
It's,
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Quite snaky.
This is curly. Well, I mean, it's somewhat snaky, but...
Still pretty... It is snaky. But not like... It needed... Oh.
He could have done it. I think he could have done
it. He would have, yeah.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Jim Carrey. No.
No.
I'm sorry. I love Jim Carrey, but he needs to stay away from comic book characters.
You'd lose me. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's why.
Even that would have been better.
See, right there.
It's still snaky.
Wavy.
Oh, wavy.
Wavy at best. Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't get behind the curly hair. Hopefully they fix that in the... Next movie?
In the actual movie?
Yeah.
I mean, he is in prison, so how well can he, you know...
Maximum. In a straitjacket,
no less. Ultra maximum security prison.
Okay. How well can he keep up on his hair?
Oh, who knows, you know, I'm sure they're pretty well-funded.
These websites.
It is Cletus Cassidy.
Could you not?
He probably doesn't really care about his hairstyle too much.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but we care about it.
I don't have that issue because I have the AdBlock Plus installed.
Yeah, well.
Oh, why does it have us feeling really sad? Because he ended up in hell at the...
No, because it's, where is it? Really sad devil guy.
Aww.
Anyway, so the latest... So the season 5 opener title has been released... And it's called Really Sad Devil Guy.
And it's been extended from 10 episodes to 16.
Oh, nice.
Ah!
Yes!
Yeah,
we're getting 6 more.
What do you mean up?
Or
down?
Go to the top of the fucking page.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Right there. Extended from 10 to 16 episodes.
Okay. Next time you're saying scroll up, don't... Point down.
I really hope it's not the actual last season.
It is.
Aw, dirty bitch. Aw, oh, did I hurt your feelers?
Shut up.
Aw.
Anyways.
Because that's ridiculous.
It is.
It's such a fantastic show.
Yeah, but...
Are you finally finished?
Yes. He caught up with us.
A while ago.
About fucking time, sir.
I know. Took him... Well, didn't take him. He needed to watch.
I binge watched the entire series in like 2 days.
The girlfriend would have got mad if I would have watched.
I started it.
That's why I said, fake surprise when you watch it with her.
She went back in after I started.
No. You know, she bitch can
maybe
because
of my challenge.
You can fake surprise.
Oh, trust me, she can't.
But you know.
ooh, Wheel of Time. What? Yes, I am so waiting for that. Don't tell me that. Who's that? Ooh, yeah.
Anyways.
Sorry.
I don't know. He's going... He's having a bit of a nerdgasm over...
Wheel of Time, yes.
The Wheel of Time. Dale Henney... Henne? H-E-N-N-E-Y.
I'm pretty sure that's Henny.
Henny. Joins the Amazon Prime series as...
Alan Madrigorin.
That.
Yeah? So, yeah.
I only read a few of the books.
Only a few?
Only like 15 or whatever.
You know, I don't have Netflix anymore, but I'm going to definitely try and figure out a way to watch it. Yeah.
You fucking kidding me? I'm definitely going to get fucking Amazon Prime just for that.
Oh, well, we're talking about this right now.
We're talking about Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Netflix. I don't have Netflix anymore just because it costs too much for me.
Not the happiest about who they picked for Randall Thor, but...
He's still on this...
Yes, very much so. You fucking idiots need to watch it or get some books.
We're focused on Liz for now.
Are you telling us to read?
Yes. I bet you if you started reading this book, you would not be able to put it down.
That's wonderful. We're focused on Lucifer now. We'll come back to yours another time, whatever there's for. Yeah, okay. Take a step back from that. Join us back on Lucifer, which is what the focus of the article here is.
In the world of...
Anyways, like I was saying, I don't have Netflix anymore. Can't really afford it. But I'm definitely going to find a way to watch it this next season, this final season.
Final season.
Which sucks, but it's worth it.
It's gonna suck.
I'm sure you'll find a way. I'm sure.
One way.
I also have him, too.
I have Netflix. But yeah,
I'll be watching it.
I will definitely be watching it.
Catch up, up with us, whatever you finally do.
Yeah.
We'll get it done.
We'll be already be crying done.
We'll get
already grief.
So we'll be there for you.
Well, if nothing else, we could always, you know, get together for the podcast recording, like, say, maybe little over an hour before we're going to record and watch it. And then maybe do...
We could put it into blocks.
Like a hot take.
We could put it into blocks and watch a certain couple episodes, do a podcast about those episodes. And go a couple weeks of just doing that. I think that'd be really dope. Instead of trying to binge them all in one day and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just figured we could just do, you know, like one episode, you know, Lucifer episode per podcast episode.
It's a full 16 podcasts that we don't have to think of something for, or look for articles.
Or we could do them as supplemental.
Are we really going to talk an hour about...
You don't think we could?
I mean...
Do special episodes for Lucifer?
Yeah, just do our regular recording and then pick another time to record.
Oh, God.
A
supplemental one.
No.
Yeah.
Thursday's barely going to work for us anymore. What other day are we going to figure out?
Tuesday? I mean, not Tuesdays. Sundays? Saturdays?
Early morning Tuesdays?
Early morning Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Right.
I think my lazy ass can get up early morning Tuesday.
Exactly.
I didn't say early morning Tuesday.
You're the one that did.
You're the one who said it.
Anyways.
My ass works on Tuesday.
Late after you get off Tuesday?
All right.
Jeez.
Okay. We'll figure it out some other time. Anyways.
Moving on
from Lucifer. Apparently we've got more of the Suicide Squad news. Doctor Who's Peter Capaldi joining the James Gunn Suicide Squad. Is SNL's Pete Davidson next? I don't care about that part. There's no details. What?
They're doing their thing. Right.
No details were given about the roles for Capaldi or Davidson. Oops. So, there's really no update, but it's dope that Peter Capaldi's got a role in this. I might actually check it out now.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of DC Suicide Squad... There was a trailer for Birds of Prey.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes.
It was kind of worth it. It was looking good.
Yeah.
And my wife saw during the trailer for the Batwoman.
Yeah.
And
really? I have not seen that.
Well, it wasn't a very long one, but yeah, Batwoman.
Really?
The Kate Kane, is that her name?
Yeah. Well...
The, you know...
That would be fun.
The thespian.
It's already a thing. They've got a CW series coming.
Oh, yeah, that was the trailer she saw. She thought it was a movie. I'm like, looked it up. I'm like, no, that's a TV series, dear.
Oh, that's not
so apparently,
mm-hmm.
Italy has now erected a Iron Man statue. Get this, titled Man of Steel.
Wait.
DC can't even keep that. It is called Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Because it's made out of reflective steel.
But it's for our, like, great Iron Man.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, that's dope. It looks dope.
Yeah.
I would definitely have that in front of my house. It would.
I would not.
Yeah.
Because that would shine heat into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Away from it, though.
Yeah, no, the Man of Steel.
I always promised myself if I bought a house, I'd paint it black.
Yeah?
Just to roast everybody on the inside.
I'd use that radar invisible paint, so that way no one can see how fast the house is going.
Yeah.
And I won't be spotted under enemy radar.
Yeah, right? We'll just fly right over.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I get a home, I'm going to lay out a bunch of toys in front of windows and stairs and doors so no robbers come in and break into my house.
Yes. Legos,
like put a bucket of paint.
Yep.
Gonna be a home. Gonna be a real Home Alone guy.
I think your wife might have something to say about that.
Yeah, and the kid.
So this is the kind of stupid commentary that I have to deal with daily. Everyone, I didn't want to wrangle them in. Thankfully. I didn't want to wrangle them in because I wanted you guys to get a little bit of hint of what I'd go through.
I save it up for a week.
Yeah, great. I think your wife would probably contest that.
Probably. Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Cookies are making a little cookie crumb.
They are.
The cookie crumbled.
Uh-oh. But anyways, now that we're on articles...
We're just blatantly talking now.
We'll be right back after a brief intermission from our sponsor, Anchor. This is Kate Arsenal apologizing for what's about to happen. So now we're going to let you guys all have your own little conversation and stuff. And
you ever wonder when, if you go into a zoo, if you climb over the monkey cage, would they throw poo at you?
Okay, let's leave it.
Would you get in trouble if you threw poo back?
Okay, hold on.
That's
rough, man. Hold on.
Catch it.
I shouldn't have let this happen. Okay. Let's put some guidelines here, you three. Keep it within the talk of nerddom and don't go weird like that.
I just had to do that because you let us
Yeah, I know.
I was proving a point.
Yeah, I know.
Back to our mad scientist thing earlier in the experiments.
Oh, no.
Irradiate, like, an animal, you know. You know what happens when you get, you know, a bite from an irradiated spider? You become Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, why don't you get, like, I don't know, hippopotamus. Get bit by a radioactive hippopotamus. You get the proportionate powers of a hippopotamus.
I don't want to be fat.
Yeah.
I'm shitty.
Yeah, man. Are you saying you're a hippopotamus man?
I could be.
The blob.
Look, I'm working.
The blob.
The blob.
Look at Howard the Duck. How do you think he got to be a duck?
He was bit by a radioactive human.
Radioactive hitmen.
Well, that's how.
It's part of
how Peter Porker became Spider Ham. He was bit by a radioactive human.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Also,
it's in the comics.
You know, an interesting thing. In the movie, it kind of made me realize something. He was eating a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. was human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was a thing.
Oh, yeah. That's,
Also, I mean, there's an appendage that's very wiener-like, and that makes me real concerned.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay,
Porky Pig!
Well, they say, you know, hot dogs are made out of pig's lips and assholes, so maybe, in his world...
Wieners are wieners!
Assholes.
You know, human lips and assholes.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. Just all crunched up. And
okay, let's move on.
Turn into a hot dog.
Let's move on from that.
Other weird stuff in...
Do you think they eat ribs?
Again, Kate Arsenal is apologizing. I'm so sorry.
Human chops?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what would their equivalent of bacon be? Or ham?
I'm sure we can get some ham or bacon off an individual.
Yeah.
Ham, right here. Leg meat.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, if there would be a different name.
Hmm.
You know, like Cookies just said, you know.
Hume. You know. Instead of ham, Hume.
Hume.
Some Hume. You want some Hume?
Want to eat some man?
Man chops?
Some man?
It's a man.
Yeah, it would be man, because the equivalent to man there is ham. Spider ham.
Oh, yeah. My bad, sorry. I was kind of...
Their barbecues are horrible, then.
I did this.
I did this. Okay, let's...
Long pig, the other white meat.
Yeah.
That's just...
Do you think they nibble on our toes like we do theirs? That's shitty.
Got anything?
I'm just curious how you both were just dying from that. That was not even a very funny joke.
No. Well, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, all right.
Little
whatever.
Piggies. All right.
And then there's the snack, man rinds.
Yeah! Oh, jeez.
Oh.
They're equivalent to pork rinds. Man rinds.
Yeah. Yep. Man rinds.
Straight back skin.
You want some man rinds? sausage links?
See?
Yeah.
Some man sausage?
Yeah.
Whoa.
would just everything be just man?
Yeah.
Probably.
Apparently.
Like cow, lamb, sheep.
Probably not.
No?
I bet they still eat cow.
No.
Yeah, why is meat from a cow called hamburger?
I know, right?
There's no pig.
There's
no pig.
I mean...
Very true.
Because it's not named after the food?
Probably
so. Named after the location where it all started?
Probably.
Hamburgernery?
That would make sense. Right. Please, whatever.
Can I just be a little bit of geek here?
Yeah.
In this whole weird clusterfuck of the last part.
Ahead.
It's named after where it all started, which was Hamburg, Germany. And oddly enough, it didn't start off as a burger. It started off as a weird...
Hamlet?
Goat intestine, I believe, stuffed with cow meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
almost. Like a
pulverized cow meat.
Was it like a haggis?
Haggis?
Kind of.
Let me see if I can pull it.
Haggis on bun, alright.
See, now, okay, apparently we're getting into the book learning nerd geek here.
Yay. I like learning stuff.
All right. Well, let's go back to Carnage.
Hold on. So I gotta get these details right.
Oh my God. Yep. Uno momento. Kate is searching up some Google facts.
We're experiencing some kind of technical difficulty.
We've been experiencing all right, that so, all this long.
Well, that's not it. What is this? You're not... You know I'm going to take this, Connecticut.
Connecticut? Are they trying to take it?
All right, so it was a Hamburg steak, which arrived in the... No, that's not it. States from the German city of Hamburg in the 19th century. The dish was... Nothing more than trout meat eaten raw.
Oh.
Trout meat?
No. Wait, yeah?
No. Chopped meat eaten raw. Ground beef hamburger and bun sandwich combination that we are all familiar with today first appeared in America in the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis.
All right.
So technically the hamburger as we know it is American, but it's inspired by Hamburg, Germany. Hamburg set and the information's gone. Alright. Good show. Anyways, back to the earlier topic you were saying about
Carnage. Oh. Definitely excited to see more Spider-Man live action other than, you know, Spider-Man. especially seeing. Yeah. Seeing Carnage versus Venom is going to be very excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's happening. If that's what happens. Yes. It sounds like it's setting up for it, but that could be all.
I'm hoping, even for just a little while, that we get an Ultimate Carnage.
We probably won't, but...
Probably not. Maybe. Mm. Maybe a glimpse.
So
I'm sure if Riot can rip him off, I'm sure Carnage can rip his ass off.
Yeah.
By his fucking face.
Yeah, I don't know.
So now that Spidey might not be in the MCU anymore, are we thinking we're going to see him in the Sonyverse?
Probably.
More than likely.
Well, Holland was quoted as saying that Spider-Man is safe in Sony's hands.
Well, what if they bring in, like,
But does that mean Tom Holland is safe in Sony's hands?
Exactly. And, you know...
We don't know.
Is he just saying that because he doesn't want to piss off his current corporate overlords?
Yeah.
That is also true.
Yeah, you know, he's really going to say, no way, man, Sony sucks. Fuck them. I want to go back to Marvel.
Marvel was giving me more money.
So I was kind of tumbling it around. What if they bring in, I don't know, Marvel a Scarlet Spider for this Venom series? Won't even have to fuck with Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. I don't want to see...
clone of Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be Tom Holland.
No. I like your point. Yes.
No, it would be Hom Holland.
Hom Holland.
No, wait. He can't do that. He's playing Night Monkey in Marvel.
No,
we had a glimpse.
If I remember right, he doesn't even look anything like Peter Parker. He looks more like Uncle Ben.
No, he's a clone of Peter.
Which Scarlet Spider are you referring to? Hold on. Which one?
Well, see, there's Ben Reilly. There's Kane.
Yeah, so is it Red and Black Suit and or even Red and Blue Suit?
They still look like Peter. The only Ben, he ended up bleaching his hair blonde to differentiate himself from Peter. And then Kane, he moved to Texas.
Of course, a guy named Kane moved to Texas. If only. What? No.
Sorry, we're apparently looking into things.
Yeah, my wife just texted me.
Anyway.
God damn it.
Deedle deedle.
No, copyright.
That's why I changed the song up.
Oh, okay. I didn't. All I heard was copyright.
God damn it.
Yeah, we have to make money first.
I don't care. They'll try to take anything.
Yeah, well.
They'll take your phone.
A large chunk of zero money is still zero money.
Yeah. But even so, in order for them to actually go for copyright, I have to be doing it for monetary.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, it's free to use.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know stuff.
I know stuff too much. Great. So you don't know which one you're talking about either. Gotcha.
No.
All right.
Moving on.
Ignore
I was trying
him.
To find him, but, you know.
Although,
he's not being reliable.
Superior Spider-Man is a clone of Peter Parker and Dr. Octopus. With Doc Ock's brain.
Snap.
What?
If.
I thought...
Okay.
Wait, he's a clone of Peter Parker and Octavius?
Otto Octavius. Okay, Otto Octavius' original body is dead.
Yes.
And he had swapped his mind and Peter's mind before his body died. So Otto was in Pete's body, and Pete was in Otto's body when Otto's body ceased to function.
Yeah.
Right? However, he did not do as good of a job as he thought of erasing the hard drive. And Peter slowly started to come back.
Yeah.
And but not enough to, you know, completely wrestle control.
Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly if it was before this or, you know. But anyway, at one point he auto uploaded his mind into a robot there at Parker Industries. And but nobody knew. And then eventually he conceded the fact that he actually needed to give Peter control of the body to actually save people, including the woman that he was in love with. And so, but, you know, Pete's brain wasn't big enough for the both of them, so Otto just went poof, went away. And then fast forward a little bit, and, excuse me, Ben Reilly somehow got resurrected again. Only this time he was referring to himself as the Jackal and made some changes to the original Jackal's cloning program, her thing, where the clones were somewhat stable as long as they took a pill every 24 hours to prevent the clones from degrading. And he did a lot of peoples. And also, you know, I don't remember exactly how it came about because it's been a while since I've read the read the stories.
Yeah.
But somehow he ended up bringing Otto back. You know, comes his or Otto had uploaded his, you know, was trolling around on the interwebs from the robot that he was inhabiting, and ended up making himself a body.
Oh yeah.
And okie dokie. Yeah, pretty much.
So just to add a little bit of detail, what that just was, I just showed an image. It's a Pez dispenser with Wolverine's head on it, and I show it closed, and it says Wolverine in the comics, and then fully extended Wolverine in the movies.
Oh.
Dead Cookies broke something of his. We'll just leave it at that.
But anyway, back to the thing. He ended up kind of tweaking, you know, Otto ended up tweaking the process and made himself a new body that was, you know, from, you know, Peter and some old DNA of himself, so that way he wouldn't look exactly like Peter and he also wouldn't look exactly like Otto Octavius. And made himself a new personality and moved to the other side of the continent. He's in San Francisco.
All right. So does he have Spidey powers?
Yep.
Yeah?
That's why he used the Peter genetics.
All right.
So, this is a what-if situation the Dead Cookies here sent me earlier, which I don't know if it's a real one or if it's just a fan-made thing.
Probably a fan-made thing.
But it's posted by Boss Logic Inc., which is probably what... Which probably initiates the fan-made thing. But it's, what if Spider-Man was the Punisher?
All right. That's all right.
It's an interesting concept idea.
That was a actual issue, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, I think I might have it on my hard drive at home.
I can't always...
But I forget. I forget why he chose to be, you know, Punisher type instead of, you know, Spider-Man, but whatevs.
Who knows?
I like that, though.
Oh, god damn.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Excited to see if they actually do it.
Yeah.
Probably not, but, you know, never know.
So, yeah, it seems like it's taking some...
Yeah. Homage there. Homage cover. Custom Spider Punisher figure there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of just... I can't... is that supposed to be it? Yeah, that looks like it's a legit one. So yeah, there was a... issue?
Brief comment.
I can't tell which issue that is, but hello.
It's on number one.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's one shot they did. Every once in a while they'll do a one what if one shot.
Like what if right I love, there.
I love that it still is like the web shooters, but it's bullets.
Yeah.
That's great. It's wonderful.
Does he have webs as well?
I don't
remember if he did or not.
Hmm. I mean, it doesn't really show pages. I mean, I guess that's what... That doesn't look like it's the same one, though, to me. Is it? Maybe it is.
No, so, yeah. It does not.
No, because it's Wade's.
No. Does it feel like he's got a...
He's got a white one.
Yeah, and it's also an, you know, cover homage to the...
Right.
The Punisher cover, and, you know, not necessarily, you know... Because, look... He's also got a hole in his pants there, and hole, you know, most of his sleeve is missing there.
Right.
Images on the cover do not necessarily reflect images in the book.
Anyways, so yeah, no, it'd be an interesting concept. I'd be down to look more into it. Let's see, where was the other one? Arm is at you, bad boys. Nope, that's all you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I'd be down to watch that. I'd be down to see a Punisher Society.
Yeah.
God damn. I think I'm going to die now. I don't know.
Yeah, anyways, it seems like we've died down and it's 1 o'clock in the morning for us all.
That would be crazy, though, to see a Peter Parker killing motherfuckers.
So I think we're going to call it a night. It's a shorter podcast than what we usually do. Only 40 minutes going against our usual hour, but wasn't as much to talk about and tired.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys so much for being made it this far into the podcast. Sorry for the weird conversations that
we're
happened
not.
In the second half.
We're not sorry.
I am.
That's just a little bit of us.
Have a good night.
What that is.
Peace.